Alabama defeated Clemson 45-40 to win the college football national championship. UNC ending up number 15 in the national AP poll. In the NFL, Green Bay, Seattle, Pittsburgh, and Kansas City all moving on from the wild card into the next round of the NFL playoffs. Joining us now to talk about all of that from the UNC Kenan Flagler Business School, Dr. Deb Stroman. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Aaron. It's so good to be back home, but I'll tell you, it was an amazing experience. I have a program, an experiential education program, where I take two to three students each year to the national championship game or the ACC football championship game. And I took Allison Newton and Chris Donaldson, and we were able to see an amazing experience for Alabama, Clemson, and, of course, the entire college football administration or leadership team.
That's really incredible. So how did you get that gig in the first place? Because that's an awesome thing to be able to do every year.
Well, it's all about relationships, and I've had a number of quality relationships over the years from my time at UVA as a basketball player to working for the NCAA and then becoming very close to John Swofford. And John Swofford, when he was leading the ACC earlier, I would say going back at least 7 years, he brought in Michael Kelly as the commissioner for football. And Michael Kelly was a part of the NFL team who put on a number of Super Bowls. And so Michael was brought from the NFL to run the ACC football championship. And then more recently, when the leaders of the bowl system decided to go to a playoff, they recruited Michael away from the ACC. So it goes all the way back to my work with the ACC and Michael Kelly now leading the current playoff system. So I was able to contact Michael and basically put together a program where students could get the opportunity to work on marketing, operations, a little bit of logistical work. So it's an amazing experience for students. And, of course, just being in that big atmosphere where it's like a Super Bowl for college football is just a lifetime event.
That's really cool. We're speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman, UNC Kenan Flagler Business School. I'm curious what the vibe was like actually in the stadium itself. I know I was up in Lansing, Michigan, the day of the Alabama-Michigan State game, which the less said about that, the better. But a lot of the talk in town that time was that so many people had traveled from Michigan all the way down to Texas to go to the Cotton Bowl for that game. And if Michigan State had won, those people would have had to make a tough decision of, do we then spend the money to turn around, go back home to Michigan, and then fly out to buy plane tickets to fly out to Arizona at the last minute and go through all of that expense. And that's got to be the case for Alabama fans and Clemson fans as well, having to turn around and trek back out. But it looked like a really cool atmosphere on TV. What was it like actually there?
Well, it was definitely just almost spellbounding when you've got two of the largest fan bases in the country, as in very, very supportive of their teams. It was just filled with a sea of orange and that burgundy, that crimson for Alabama. And, of course, the local fan base, Arizona State, Arizona, they were just basically throwing up a coin and deciding which team that they were going to cheer for, but they were very, very loud and vocal. You could actually feel the stadium shake. But it makes me think about, what does it take to win a national championship? And mm-hmm. I'm going to write an article about it, but clearly it requires buy-in. It's so much more than the X's and O's and what the coaches do with the players. You've got to have your fan support. You've got to have your donor support. You've got to have faculty who support. You've got to have your local media support. And certainly there are things that cause a hiccup or cause people to groan and frown about the activities of a coach or a player. But more often than not, you have to have truly all in, which was the motto for Clemson. You've got to have everybody buying in that this is a priority, and priorities mean sacrifice. So that might mean money. We have to allocate money in areas that we wouldn't normally think. It might mean time. It might mean energy. You know, we think about what we've gone through as a university over the past several years. Certainly at a school like ours, we might bring in maybe 10, 12 athletes out of over, 4,000, 5,000 students who come in who might be less than prepared. They can succeed at Carolina, but their initial requirements, their initial background might say, let's take a chance. We might do 10 of 12 of those. These other programs, they do maybe 25, maybe 30 students are in that situation. But again, it's all buy-in. Everybody wants to be a part. Everybody wants to win. And that's what it takes.
And I know for a fact that they've got that buy-in, not just at Alabama and Clemson. I was, again, I was up in Michigan for the Cotton Bowl game, and everyone in the state, it felt like. You turn on every radio station, you talk to everyone, their entire days, and not just the day, but several days, it just revolved around where are you going to be for the game? Are you going to be watching the game? Where are you going to be watching the game? Everyone was thinking about it. Everyone was talking about it. This past weekend, I happened to be in Kansas City for a wedding on the day that the Chiefs were playing Houston in the wild card game, and everyone was thinking about it, talking about it. That was the first thing whenever anyone started a conversation with you. That was the first thing they were talking about. Are you following the game? Where are you going to be watching it? How big of a Chiefs fan are you? What do you think our chances are? And that's something that we don't necessarily have to that extent in Chapel Hill, for better or worse. What do you think it takes to get to that point, first of all?
Well, you have to have a taste of it, and so that might mean bringing in administrators or coaches who are used to this type of atmosphere or culture, and it means that everybody gets something out of it. So it might mean that you might get that economic impact, and so that means because you have success like this, then that means our local community, our businesses, they're being able to bring in more revenues. It also might help with tourism. So we understand that if our area becomes an attractive spot, and so that corporations and people want to move here. And then, of course, it just means the happiness. That's what sport provides. It's an escape for us. Sometimes our jobs, relationships, things, you know, might bring a frown or two. But if you can have that moment where you step away and you're just screaming and having a great time and going out to dinner or bringing people over to your home, that's a positive thing. But once you get a taste of it, it starts to breed. I think about, you know, Alabama and Clemson having this major spotlight where everybody is watching them, in particular the college sport world. The recruiting advantage now just soars up. And so there's something called the Flutie factor after Doug Flutie in Boston College, yeah, with his success and the team there, the football team, what they were able to do and how admissions, the applications just soared for Boston College. Now, there are some researchers who believe that that is an anomaly and it isn't true, but the things that I've seen, the research that I've seen, certainly when you can get your university on the map like that through college sports, it absolutely helps with the number of the number of applications, but also the interest. And so it's going to take us continuing to win. I think men's basketball is a great example of how that interlocking NC is recognized domestically and internationally, but still we need it across all of our sports, and we need to have all our entire community to buy in.
We're speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman, UNC Kenan Flagler Business School, and that's an awesome vision that I think is definitely possible in Chapel Hill. I know the flip side of that, and I'm sure that there are people listening to this thinking about that vision and thinking about the commitment that would have to go into it, not just from the community and the business community and members of the community, but also from the school as well, and thinking, oh man, I don't want UNC to sell its soul in that way. And I know for a fact that it can be done incorrectly. The other sort of academic, yes, background that I have is I went to grad school at Rutgers, which got that taste,
yeah,
of football success for that 1 year in the middle of the decade and made that commitment. They went all in. They poured in a bunch of money. They expanded the football stadium. They did all of these things. And then the improvement kind of flopped. Attendance went back down. And now the school is in debt and losing money. They got into the Big Ten, but the football team's not good. The basketball team's not good. The women's basketball team isn't even where they were 10 years ago, and that was their big sport then, and still is now. So it's not just about making that commitment; it's about making that commitment right. How do we make that commitment right without giving up all of the things that we want to retain about a college in general?
Well, that's a great point. We don't want to see it as an either or. If you have the right people in place, and certainly if you have your values that are very clear and everybody understands those values and is going to protect and guard those values, then you can make this happen. Just like any company, any organization, even a faith-based organization, you're always going to have hiccups. You're always going to have those who it's a challenge to work within the system, even though they want to be a part of the system. But if you have the right regulations, if you have the right culture such that you can be open in the sense that when someone does do harm or someone makes a mistake, that it's a loving culture and you embrace that person, you embrace that person who did the wrong, and you let them know that you're a part of a family, and families don't let people go. They support them and they care for them. When I think about the economic impact and what North Carolina has been able to do with a budget that is nothing like Michigan or Texas or Alabama, our athletic budget is basically around $75 million. These other schools, we're talking about $125, $150, $180 million. And yet UNC is able to do so much with not a lot. Now, I understand the perspective. There are those out there who would say, whoa, Dr. Stroman, $75 million, that's a lot. What if we did this with the dollars? But we have to look at what we're able to do and how we're able to impact the state of North Carolina by using athletics as a way to bring in top students to also help with the diversity of the university, also to help with our donations, as in our fundraising. Certainly, many, many donors, many alums come back to the university around a sporting event, but then they give to other parts of the university. And so if we can have that perspective where athletics helps, athletic builds, athletics connects, I think it's definitely a win-win, and football can be that for UNC.
Dr. Deb Stroman, UNC Kenan Flagler Business School. There we go. Before we let you go, you mentioned you're writing an article about this. Where are we going to be able to see it?
I am going to put my thoughts together. Just the intersection of that movie Concussion, mm-hmm. being at the big game, looking at the demands that are on the athletes, looking at the challenges, and actually just getting fired up about watching Alabama and Clemson play for this great game, that I'm going to put some things down in writing, and definitely Chapel Burrow and WCHL will hear from me, and the listening audience will be able to take a read at my thoughts.
All right, so be checking the website, chapelburrow.com, and we could have that up fairly soon. Deb Stroman, thank you so much.
Thank you.